All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we get set. The NFL right around the corner. Matter of fact, a lot of you are doing the fantasy football teams. This might be the weekend. Omar, you a fantasy football? You don't have time for that.
Absolutely not.
No time. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald with us. All day, Dan Day, are you a fantasy football guy or no? You on the fantasy football?
Yeah, I've been forced into it here at work for the past couple of years, but I'm like with Omar now. Like, I can't. It takes away from the game because I start cheering for players and teams I don't like because they're on my team. I can't do it anymore.
How about staying around just to watch guys' stat stuff at the end?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. It's just, it's too empty.
You know what I think crosses the line?
It's popular as hell, though.
You know what I Why are you gambling on preseason games?
I don't get that either.
Like, what?
Omar, I'm with you on that one. The one thing I don't understand, why are you gambling when one team decides to play their starters and the other team doesn't? Next thing you know, then you're mad that your team loses 38 to nothing.
Like, this should be a beatdown for the Dolphins on Saturday because Jacksonville's not playing their starters. You're playing your starters. Jacksonville's not playing. And I get it. And I don't disagree with what Mike McDaniel's doing. Save your starters dry run for your home game. You know, you only play one preseason game.
Yeah.
Fans are paying for this thing.
Right.
They might as well get the best.
I don't think Mike was thinking about that, but yeah, it is. But
he's actually done it the reverse way. So I would disagree with you. I think, you know, he changed his approach because he wanted to see his team play against the Lions. Everything is with Mike has been very structured and thought out, and I respect that.
So I think the other thing is he just wants to see his guy. He needs to see some guys play a little better before they go into this dead period. Maybe timing with
– Hold on. Wait a minute. The way that defense played against Jacksonville yesterday.
Not talking about defense.
I know. But I'm
talking about the team that was over on our side that we were watching. The offense and again – that's what happens when you got one guy playing a little bit and the other guy on the other side not playing a lot. And Achan's also a big part of what we do well.
Yeah.
And he's not playing. Hell, we're down. We're already – if Jalen Wright, I don't know how bad his foot is, but that'd be the third back out right now. And Ollie Gordon, the second, all of a sudden just moves right into
– from number four to number one.
Starting a running back against the Jackson –
Number four to number one. That's how it works. But you know what about the NFL? When you get that opportunity, you better seize that moment. Because
I think he's already done enough to get some carries.
I agree. I mean,
I know you're on this thing about you want him to actually like move ahead, like come out and say it. Ollie Gordon's ahead of Jalen Wright.
I just want him to develop chemistry. Yes, I do want you to say that. but I just want him to develop chemistry with Tua because, you know, Tua's not going to throw to you if he doesn't feel comfortable with you. He's not. And it's clear to me he's the number two back right now before the injury. Like, I'm sorry. You know, Jalen Wright was not. If I had to name one guy who had a disappointing camp, it would be Jalen Wright.
What do you think's Jalen Wright's biggest problem all of a sudden here in year two? He gets hit in the backfield. Those aren't his fault.
Okay.
On the offensive line. I think he's got terrible luck there. But also, he's had some chances. Bad cuts.
No vision. No lamps. This that's what makes a great
catch. You have the instincts. Some of that stuff is just natural.
In Tennessee, he was running through some wide open holes, and he used that speed to take off. But you're a running back. That should come natural to you. That should finding those rushing lanes. I get it. The offensive line they don't have much chemistry. You're working behind. I used to say it was because he was working behind a bad line, and then I started watching Alexander Mattison do it, and Alexander Mattison had no problems with that bad line. And then I realized it was Jalen. It was the lane selection, the vision, the setting up, the pacing, and it's, you know, he's got to do better. Now, unfortunately, he's got to worry about getting healthy right now.
I haven't asked you about Taj Washington, who was on IR all of last year from USC, and he's had a nice little camp.
Nice camp.
I don't think he's on the active roster.
No, he can't. Because he's not better than D. Eskridge.
And Theo's sitting over there, and he looks natural. Listen, looks great. Yep. I think he is. I think he's screaming practice squad guy all over.
If there's one guy who's going to surprise me and make the 53-man roster, it's going to be Theo Weiss Jr.
I think he may be the most natural hand catcher on the team.
You going to do that to me, Joe?
Oh, no, I'm just saying the way he goes up and grabs the ball.
I think he's benefiting from the fact that he has great chemistry with the
Quinn Ewers,
with the guy who should be the number two quarterback, Quinn Ewers.
You know, I got Bo to finally admit that same thing yesterday. He kind of stuttered around, but he finally came around. He goes, okay, I'm going to say it. I think Quinn Ewers should start over Zach Wilson. I don't care about the starts. It's what I see. So I said, okay, man, I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I hope we don't have to find out. We agree on that one.
We agree on that one. But if you're telling me I'm investing the same thing in both guys, I like the return of Quinn Ewers, prospects of the return of Quinn Ewers better than I like Zach Wilson. I'm sorry. The arm, I don't live for the big arm guy. If you know,
well, when I want to see the big arm, and I have not seen it.
I call them arm queens. I call Poupard that. Poupard is an arm queen. He loves him some big arm. That's great. Give me accuracy.
I don't do that. We've had a lot of guys that just been an absolute bust with big arms. So yeah. I'm with you on that one. I don't go, well, that guy's a strong arm. They go, great. Is it accurate?
No. Nope.
It's good. You got Josh Allen and Mahomes, strong arm, but can you throw it like them?
Give me the accuracy every single day. And you could say whatever you want about Tua's arm, boy.
Talking about that. We're.
I'm just saying the accuracy is what makes Tua special. Zach has a cannon and he can fire that thing and he can get a pass in there that Tua can't even dream of, but 1/4 of that time that thing is gonna spray. Let the footwork not be right. That pass is going to dribble, going to be a bounce pass to the wide receiver or the tight end.
I have finally figured out it's one of a couple things with Zach, and I've been Zach's biggest fan, as you know. I say Zach Wilson, the experience, it means something to me. I don't blame him for what happened with the Jets. There's two things. First of all, he just doesn't look comfortable in this offense. I just feel like he looks like he's looking at everything and instead of going to one or two reads. And the second thing is, I hope he hadn't lost his confidence for good.
I don't think he's lost his confidence. I think he's a slow processor. I think his footwork is poor, and that leads to his accuracy issues. It's not like he can't see it. He could see it, but he's trying to hit it before his feet are set, and that thing is going to spray. And it's just
so
like
– the other thing is I just think, and I can't speak for Quinn Ewers yet, this – passing offense is made for Tua on the slants coming out of the break and not worried about the safety because it's all on time where the guy can't respond or react quickly enough. And I just think Zach's like, uh-oh, that window just passed where I was supposed to get it.
Yep.
Now
what do I do?
Now where am I going to keep this play alive?
Can scramble too. He's got a little scrambling ability to him. I didn't know that until he got here.
Yeah. No, he ran a little bit in some past games with against the Dolphins when we had a chance to see him.
Hey, he was horrible when he played the Dolphins.
Well, he beat him one time.
Did he?
He put a lot of points on us in one game. I know.
Did he?
Yeah. What? He was a quarterback, and
what year was that?
He put you got to go out and look at that.
I got to look that up.
I think he got us.
Isn't the one Teddy Bridgewater went down on the first play with the sack?
Yeah, maybe.
Zach Wilson.
Did they get us? I was thinking it was up there. I was thinking they beat us up there.
I got to look that up.
I don't think it was Sam Darnold. I'm pretty sure it was. This is what happens when you've been doing these games forever. But he got us pretty good. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us early 9 o'clock hour. We'll have that for you coming up. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Yeah, 37 years. Guess what? You have an air conditioning problem or plumbing problem this weekend, they go out and hire the best people. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks, 7 days a week, licensed, experienced plumbers, on call, ready to go, 7 days a week. Yep. Tomorrow, Sunday, you have a problem, call them. You need a new air conditioning unit. hey, guess what? We got water heaters and air conditioning units. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in a warehouse ready to go. We don't have to order them from another state or another country to come down here. We got them. We got them ready to go, man. We are ready to let you know that any kind of problem you have, I can promise you it's about great service. When you talk about a family-owned company, Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them over there, same-day installation is always the goal. Sometimes we can't do it, but I just want to give you an idea, man. It's a priority to get out there quickly and take good care of you. We got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready to go. We're the water heater kings of South Florida. So the next time, and you know when the water heater's done, it's blowing water everywhere. Hey, you got water heater problems, air conditioning problems, or just the one you have fixed, they do it like nobody's business at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. You've seen the billboard. She's part of the family, and they're ready to help you. Speaking of part of the family at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.